When Midori was 2 years old, she often climbed onto the piano bench and reached for the violin that belonged to her mother, a 38-year-old professional musician. "Please don't touch Midori," her mother scolded. The violin was, after all, worth more than $20,000. But Midori persisted. She longed to handle the graceful instrument that made beautiful sounds. Finally, on her third birthday, Midori was handed a package, a tiny violin, about half the normal size. Almost from the moment Midori was born, her mother knew she was sensitive to music. For several years, mother and daughter practiced together, day and day. She was eager to learn. Failure often led to tears, though she never once turned from the instrument. Instead, she persisted till the problem was overcome. One day, Johnson, an American musician, heard Midori play the violin. He couldn't believe she was just 8 years old. "She must make a tape, and I will take it to the United States," the American musician said. A famous American violin teacher heard the tape. He, too, had difficulty believing his ears. The play was absolutely astonishing. He immediately accepted her as a pupil and recommended her for full scholarship. In 1982, Midori and her mother moved to New York City, leaving behind a comfortable life in Japan.
Question 17. What was Midori's mother? Question 18. Why was Midori not allowed to touch her mother's violin when she was only 2 years old? Question 19. What did Johnson, the American musician, ask Midori to do? Question 20. Why did Midori move to the United States?